From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House is refusing to comment on reports that the 9/11 Commission will call for the creation of a new cabinet-level director of national intelligence, a single official, to coordinate all intelligence agencies. The president did say that he is anxious to read the commission's report, which is due out this week, and that he has always supported reform. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Today, the White House was doing its best not to react to news reports about what the 9/11 Commission report will recommend later this week. This is a commission that the president once insisted was not necessary, but then embraced when it was created by Congress. On one hand, the president wants to see the exact language before talking about the report, or he may wish to limit the number of days the report dominates the news. In any event, when the president held a photo opportunity with the president of Chile in the Oval Office today, he offered few specifics when asked about a national director of intelligence, expected to be a featured recommendation. The president said he looks forward to the report and stressed that he's already begun to reform intelligence services.
Some of the reforms I think are necessary, more human intelligence, the better ability to listen or to see things, and better coordination amongst the variety of intelligence gathering services. And so we'll look at all their recommendations and I will comment upon that, having studied what they say.
Over the weekend, acting director of the CIA, John McLaughlin, was not so coy. He said there's no need for a new national intelligence chief. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan later said that McLaughlin was expressing his personal opinion and not necessarily that of the White House. The president was also asked today about reports that the 9/11 Commission has found links between Iran and eight of the September 11th hijackers. The eight were allowed to pass through Iran without having their passports stamped as they made their way to the U.S. An Iranian stamp would have aroused more suspicion when they entered this country. Again, without commenting on the forthcoming 9/11 report, the president said he has long expressed his concerns about Iran.
After all, it's a totalitarian society where free people are not allowed to exercise their rights as human beings. I have made it clear that if the Iranians would like to have better relations with the United States, there are some things they must do. For example, they're harboring Al-Qaeda leadership there, and we've asked that they be turned over to their respective countries.
The president did not comment on the likelihood that reports of Iranian links with Al-Qaeda will raise further questions about the president's decision for war in Iraq, when the same 9/11 Commission, in an earlier staff report, found no evidence of a collaborative relationship between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.